Business news was plentiful last week with a bid from Tyson Foods to purchase Hillshire Farms, a potential merger of Simmons First and Liberty Bank, plus Bentonville-based Car-Mart reports a less-than-stellar quarter. Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business and Politics has more in this week's Talk Business and Politics update.
Tyson Foods announced a $6.8 billion bid for Hillshire Brands, which is contemplating an offer from Tyson rival Pilgrim's Pride. The $50 per share cash proposition was announced early Thursday morning. Springdale-based Tyson Foods said the proposal would provide Hillshire shareholders with, quote, an immediate and significant return on their investment. Fresh off three major acquisitions in less than a year, Pine Bluff-based Simmons First National announced another big buyout. Simmons First said it has entered into a definitive agreement and plan of merger with Liberty Bank Shares, headquartered in Springfield, Missouri. According to the terms of the agreement, Simmons First will acquire all of the outstanding common stock of Liberty in a transaction valued at $207 million. Liberty is a $1.1 billion bank and is the 10th largest bank in Missouri in rankings by deposits. The Dixie plant in Fort Smith is receiving a $40 million equipment and facility upgrade for a new plate line expected to be in production in 2015. Officials with Atlanta-based Georgia-Pacific, the parent company of Dixie, announced the expansion Thursday, saying that employment at the plant will exceed 350 once the new line is fully operational. Georgia-Pacific invested more than $30 million in Fort Smith in the past 2 years. A rough quarter dented America Car-Mart's full-year earnings. The Bentonville-based Buy Here, Pay Here used car dealer reported full-year net income of $21 million on revenues of $489 million. 1 year ago, Car-Mart posted profits of $32 million on sales of just under $465 million. Officials blamed higher charge-off levels and pressure from financing competitors for the declining profits. And finally, GOP gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson rolled out a plan he says is aimed at reforming public safety and reducing drug abuse in Arkansas. The plan includes more money for supervising parolees, more funding for drug courts, and support for reentry programs for inmates returning to the workforce. In the general election, Hutchinson faces Democrat Mike Ross, who says he'll be unveiling a public safety plan of his own in the coming weeks. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large comes from AT&T, reminding drivers to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More at itcanwait.com.